been a very good horse, so I'd expect him to still race well, even though he's first up with a fair bit of weight.
This week you've got three Group 3s, and I note that Willie Pike won't be riding.
Yeah, he was suspended on Melbourne Cup Day and had to basically take it after the weekend just gone to ensure he's back in time for the Railway and the Guineas on Saturday week. So he misses the big Group 3 program this week. He does miss a few key rides, and Chris Parnham has picked up those rides in Arcadia Queen in the Champion Fillies Stakes and Action in the Peter Stakes, and those two will probably start favourites, and I expect them both to be very hard to beat. So for the punters who sort of back Pike in every Saturday at Ascot, you can see Chris Parnham on all his rides on Saturday.
Okay, as I say, three Group 3s there, and then the week after is the Railway Stakes. Hey, Jay, thanks for getting up early with that three-hour time difference, taking us through some Perth racing news. We may chat later in the week, mate.
Not a problem, Andrew. Cheers.
Thanks, Jay. Good on you. Jay Rooney joining us there from the West Australian. And finally, Caroline Searcy, good morning.
Good morning to you, Andrew.
You're at the trials this morning. How's everything gone there with a little horse?
Not too bad. Well, my little horse wasn't too good, actually. He was three wide and just sort of, you know, didn't really finish off, unfortunately, little King William. But
okay.
All the muscle trialled nicely in the first trial of the morning, so that was good to see.
Yeah, that's good news. Bred to Win, the last show of the season tonight, and I will say it was a hectic week last week, and we're all covered away with what was happening at Flemington and the like, but this was just terribly sad, the passing of Basil Nolan Jr. there. It all happened on Cup Day. It was a tragic paddock accident, I've been told.
Yeah, I think it was, apparently, a machinery accident.
Yeah.
And look, the Nolan family have been involved in racing and breeding for so many years. Basil Senior is the president of Thoroughbred Breeders Australia, and Basil Nolan Jr. at only 45. I mean, it's just so tragic.
Yeah.
His beautiful wife Natalie and the four children. It's just a gorgeous, gorgeous family, and just the most awful, awful thing. So we have a small tribute to Basil Nolan Jr. The funeral is being held at Warwick in Queensland on Thursday at 11 a.m. So I'm sure there'll be a huge turnout from the entire breeding industry.
Yeah, for sure. I only met him a few times at the sales, but always had time for you. It was just terribly sad last week. On the show tonight also, Coolmore. Now, you've been out there to look at some foals.
Well, it's sort of the background, really. Coolmore, you know, they've had so many champions on the track. Winx, of course, was foaled down and raised at Coolmore. And, you know, Vancouver, the Golden Slipper winner. Fastnet Rock, of course, was a homebred. So we go behind the scenes with a couple of the young girls that work there, and they're absolutely passionate about what they do. It's a really lovely little piece about how they care for these foals and the little differences that seem to make the difference when those horses hit the track and become the champions of the future.
Yeah, for sure. And you've got a story tonight from Kitchwin Hills.
That's right, yeah, Mick Malone. Well, it's more sort of about the region. The Gundy region and further north is still very much in drought. So I know there's been a lot of rain in certain parts of New South Wales and Queensland. But we chat with Mick Malone just a little bit, explaining about the levy that goes on, the farm levy that a lot of the small mare owners are having to pay. And just talks a little bit about how the breeding industry has been coping with that drought, which, as I said, is ongoing in so many parts of Australia.
All right, so a large portion there, the short tribute to Basil Nolan Jr. There'll be many people just watching for that, but lots of other facets of the breeding. And as I said, Caroline, this is the final one in this season.
That's right. Well, the breeding industry is almost sort of wrapping up. Well, as far as the foaling, they're all bringing the yearlings in, so the yearling preparation is all starting. But, yeah, this is it for the season. So, just a nice show just to wrap up the year. And thanks to all the major supporters for sponsoring the show, in particular Inglis, Arrowfield and Osforth.
Yeah, for sure. Great support. 9 o'clock tonight, Sky Thoroughbred Central for the last edition of Bred to Win this season. And then we build up into the yearling sales, Magic Millions, to kick it off in January. Thanks a lot, Caroline. Have a good night tonight.
Thanks for all your help this year. Thanks, Andrew.
No, good on you. Caroline Searcy joining us there with Bred to Win on Sky Thoroughbred Central tonight. That's it for the news hour. Hugh Bowman's appeal has begun at Racing Victoria. Leo Schlink and Sean will update on that as soon as we get a decision at some stage. Could be a couple of hours, but whenever we get the result, we'll have it for you. And we'll be back tomorrow with much more in our news hour at 9.
Good morning, John O'Farr with your latest Sky Sports Radio news. The death toll from the wildfires sweeping California has risen to 31, with more than 200 people still missing. The fire now equals the deadliest on record in California. Police are looking for a group of burglars who broke into a southwest Sydney home overnight with a gun and pieces of wood and confronted a family demanding money. And Bali Nine member Renee Lawrence is set to be released on November 21. Ms. Lawrence was sentenced to 20 years jail for her role in the notorious 2005 drug smuggling operation. In sports news, Jack Bird is finally ready to deliver for the Brisbane Broncos next year. Teammate Matt Gillett admitted he felt for Bird after he endured an injury-riddled Broncos season last year, only playing 8 games. Australian cricket captain Aaron Finch has said said the whole team is under pressure after losing their fourth consecutive one-day international series, with the batting under pressure particularly after failing to trouble South Africa. And Esteban Ocon has been slammed for an embarrassment for causing the crash with Max Verstappen in the latter stages of the Brazilian Grand Prix. Former world champion Jacques Villeneuve has been critical of Ocon for causing the smash in the first place. That's the latest news and sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio travels throughout the state to bring you the best in thoroughbred racing every day, whether it's Group 1s from the city.
The Autumn Sun's levelling up like they hit it! The Autumn Sun! He's come from last! What a superstar!
Or meetings from our provincial and country regions.
Greyfell found the front inside the two. This was the last one out. It's going to be the first one home. Big win!
Racing HQ and the National Racing Service are your windows to our vast racing world.
Having scaled Everest and conquered the cup, the crew from the Big Sports Breakfast are off to the rodeo. They're heading southwest of Sydney to K Ranch Arena, scene of the biggest cowboy Christmas ever. It's where our best cowboys take the roughest ride of their life. So join us for our own wild ride with special guests and more this Friday morning. The Big Sports Breakfast live from the rodeo on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing One. Friday morning from 5:30. Thanks to the team from K Ranch Arena.
Australians are practical people. So what about a useful everyday diary for women full of essential health information that also saves lives? Now that's something. The Australian Women's Health Diary funds life-saving breast cancer trials research. Buy one for yourself or someone you love and do something that does something. It's just $18.95 from newsagents, Woolworths and magshop.com.au. The Australian Women's Health Diary. Buy the diary that saves lives today.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is 11 past 10. We've got racing today at Quirindi. Ted Wilkinson is there. Good morning, Ted.
How are you, Sean?
I'm well. Have you got a good day there?
We've got a wonderful day, full of sunshine and not a cloud to be seen.
Well, that would be just what you'd ordered, I'd imagine, wouldn't it?
I think so, although the farmers and graziers would still like some rain, but it can wait till tonight.
Have you had any at all there in the area much, Ted?
We had 23 mils about a week ago, which really freshened it up, but it's not, 23 mils doesn't break a drought, unfortunately.
No.
But it freshens the track up and it freshens the grounds up, so it all looks good. And I've rated the track a 4 this morning, but I really think that when the stewards get here, they'll improve that to a 3.
To 3. All right. Now, does your rail move? Your rail move
no,
at all, Ted,
no,
or is it
no? No. We don't have the staff to move a rail.
I wondered that. Yeah. So you got a good 4, possibly a good 3 later on. A beautiful day.
Yes, that's it.
Well, you got to look after me, big mate, Gary Harley. He's going to be there.
I'm sure he is, and I think he's got Chantel with him. So.
Yeah. There you go, Ted. Do you know what that is? That's Beauty and the Beast.
I didn't say that. You did.
and he's listening too, so he's going to get into me. All right.
Okay.
Good on you, Ted.
Okay.
See ya.
Thanks.
Ted Wilkinson there, and here he is, the Beauty, Gary Harley. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, I thought I was the Beauty. Good morning, everyone. Ted's already in trouble with me when I get up there. We were both on Sky Central just talking about the crypto meeting, and he said that I eat too much when a question was posed to him. So, Ted, be careful.
It's the truth. You can get in trouble for telling the truth.
He's a great fella, Ted. We have a lot of good fun up there. He is a terrific bloke, and all the committee and all, they're great.
Yeah, well, it looks like a good day there today. We'll have a look. The first is a maiden over 1,200. One Cutie Patui is $6. Number two, Wasama, $2.25. Three, She Strong, $17. Four, Go Lassie Go, $9.50. Five, Outward, $26. Six, Steady Rain, $51. Number seven, An Absolute Miracle, $26. Eight, Anchor Shusha is $26. Number nine, Pleasure Bomb, $5.50. Ten, Schooner or Later, $15. And 11, Sunsilk Girls, $6. Favorite, $2.25. Number two, Wasama.
Yeah, my best bet of the day. Chris Lee sending three horses up there today. They're all favourite. This is one of them. Two good seconds. It's only two starts at Sessock and Port Macquarie. Got a ton of speed. It led at Port the other day. The winner landed a big plunge, Magpie, one of Brett Kavanagh's over Richard Pegan. It won the race, but this horse battled on well for second. Beats an easier field today. Digger McClellan to ride. He'll hit the ground running and be very, very hard to beat. Second pick in the race, mate. I thought number nine, Pleasure Bomb, was going well enough to at least run a place. It's runs recently at Musselbrook. Two placings in the fourth were good enough. Number one, Cutie Patootie, all the way from Wellington. 3 seconds, Wellington, Narromine and Dubbo earlier in the year. Is second up today, but is a definite each-way chance. And number 11, Sunfield Girl. 2, 9, 1, and 11.
On a race two, Cold Skeldings Entire's Maiden 1200, won the Warlord 320, two Ortez 19, three Resonite 320, four Star Alliance 61, five Supreme Streak $4, six and seven out, eight Freedom's Fire 34, number nine Rooster Cockburn is 51, number 10 Snippets of Rain 420, 11 Dicko's Mate 19. Now, favourite here, well, your equals, one the Warlord and three Resonite 320 each of two.
I like Resonite, it's only had the one runner, I'm third at Tamworth on October 29, three wide with cover, and hit the line okay. The Stablemate won the race, and it is pretty smart, Total Power. But this bloke got beat 2.5, was doing his best work late. Second run, he would have benefited a lot from that run. Hitchinbrook, three-year-old, I think he'd be very, very hard to beat. Three on top, number one, the Warlord. Thought it was second pick, won a trial easy at Mudgee the other day. Five, Supreme Street. Third pick for David Atkins. It went good on debut. Number 10, Snippets of Rain. 3, 1, 5, and 10. Now, Sean, while you're doing the market for this race, I have just got to change cars. So just take your time through the market as I hop out of my car into another one.
Oh, all right. Okay, you've got to get rid of the one that you've carjacked and get into someone else's. Right, yeah. The third, one Such a Hussy is $4.60. Two Ready to Go Go, $2.80. Three I Can Hear Music, $4.20. And I Can Hear Gas Changing Cars. Four Fly Me a Miss, $6.50. Five One More Warrior, $11. Six Pretty Imperfect, $26. Seven Something Unknown is $19. Number eight, King Solomon, $10. And nine Envision, $34. Now, the favourite here, $2.80. Is number two Ready to Go Go, and this is the class three, 1450. How are you travelling, Gaz?
Yeah, I'm right as right.
Ah,
I had a very quick transition.
You're just slick and speedy.
I'm going up with young Nathan, the judge, the Crindoy. As you know, Sparkles is on holiday, and I'm working with Shanny today. Dantel, but Nate was picking me up outside a hotel, which don't interest me because I don't drink. A quick transition. Mate, I Can Hear the Music is very hard to catch. But he's got a very good chance in this race. His two runs recently have been full of merit. That was the other day at Musselbrook, and prior to that at Scone. He ran third on both occasions. And he gets back and he runs on strong. And I think that Swindoy is a funny track. Yes. You handle it or you don't handle it. They come down that hill, as you know. But that could be a problem for horses that haven't raced there before. But this fella has never raced at Crindoy. But that might bring the best out of him because, as I said, he's a funny horse. And, he's not easy to catch. And he is a back marker, but I think he's got a great open this race. Number two, Ready to Go Go,
has won two of its last three, and in between those two, it did run second at Inverell, and Moree the other day hit a nylate at that field, won by four lengths in a very good stable here with Nathan Sinclair, of famous family in the Moree district. Nathan, his dad Peter, and goes back to the grandparents at Moore. You know, they're a big name here, and they get them going really good. And I think it'll run a big race, I've got no doubt. One such a hussy was very good the other day at Coonabarabran on Cup Day. Got back next field, got off heels, and hit the line hard. I thought it went really good. And number four, Fly Me a Miss, well, darted a catch at Usain Bolt, but she can run some sort of a race in this race. 3, 2, 1, and 4.
Okay, on to race four. This is the Class 1 and Maiden, 1600. Now, one is Origold. It's out. Two, Delete, $10. Three, Happens No More, 11. Four out. Five, Wild Kingdom, $1.85. Six, Marlio is 101. Seven, Miss Hanson, 41. Eight out. Nine, Stately Lady is 19. Number 10, Arlo's Way, 34. 11, Louisiana Man, 19. 12, Regal Cannon is 310. 13, Without Conviction, 21. 14, Grand Peril, 61. 15, 16 out. Seven, Thracian is 151. Favourite short here. Number five, Wild Kingdom, $1.85.
I think number five, Wild Kingdom, will win the race if he handles the Crindye track. If this was at Scone or Newcastle or somewhere, I reckon he'd bolt him. He's coming off a very good Hawkesbury maiden win. He's only a young horse, only had two runs, but he's in the Chris Lee stable, and he is pretty smart. He's drawn badly, Louise claims, but he has drawn bad. But she'll need a bit of luck, but if it has any luck at all, I think he'll be too good for them. Number 12, Regal Cannon, going well. He's in a good stable with Cameron Crockett out in the west. Three placings in a row recently. Got to be a good chance of at least, you know, running a place. Louisiana Man's going all right for Craig Martin. Two good placings, its last two, and number two, Delete. 5, 12, 11, and 2.
All right, now Hoss has just texted. Joe Pryde has informed us that Ball of Muscle won't be going to Perth for the Winterbottom Stakes on December 1. Reasons for not going will be released later today. He was second pick in the Winterbottom at the tab. So Ball of Muscle not going to Perth for the Winterbottom. Now the fifth, One Disgraceful, $7. Two out, three Baroque Girl, 11. Number four, Dream No More, 460. Five Apache Lad, $6. Six Princess Patton, 950. Seven Valaro, 258 out. Nine Maboob, 23. 10 Lucky Elixir, 8.50, and 11 Roulette Pills, 71. Favourite 7 Valaro, $2.50.
Mate, look, I can't take $2.50 Valaro. He might win the race. He's probably got more ability than them, but he can do a few things wrong. He's coming off a couple of highways where he was beaten, you know, quite a few lengths in those races in town by the North Coast Gallop on Mina Harker. I'd beat 3 at Randwick, and then he got beat 4.9 at Randwick. But it's Stone first up when young Cameron was pretty confident about him. He missed a kick up there, and he ended up coming from way back to run second in that race. But all I can say is that he's got plenty of talent. He's just got to put it together on the day, and it is Crindye. I went with number 6, Princess Patton, at $9.50. Only run on the track at 1, gets back, she hits the line hard, and in a much better field than this, she was beaten less than 2 lengths in that cup race at Musselbrook just recently on the 4th of November on the Sunday by Pippi's Pride and Miami Day. Now, they are much better horses than what's in this race today. She's got to put it together. She will get back. She's got barrier 1, got to get to the outside. That's what she likes to do. And run home down the hill up there. Number 4, Dream No More. It'll probably lead and be very hard to run down. It finished well behind Princess Pat the other day at Musselbrook, but it led all the way prior to that out of the west. If it gets its own way, it's very hard to run down. Got to throw Valaro in, and number 1, Disgraceful. That was a big winner, this former South Australian or Victorian first up at Scone, and then it went to Rose Hill at a benchmark 78. They were too good for him. Not without a chance, mate. 6, 4, 7, and 1.
Right, over the benchmark, 58, 1,000. Race 6, 1 out. 2 Rosetta's Comet is $5. 3 Directory, 340. 4 Starrick, 23. 5 Take the Mountain, 10. 6 Terravet, $6. 7 Raheen Lady, $3.80. 8 Bite the Media, $9. Number 9 Kosher Smart, $9. And 10 is out. Favourite is $3.40. Number 3 Directory.
It'll be hard to beat Sean. Nick Mitchell, he became a father only just recently. He might be here to celebrate today, but this horse won really good at Port Macquarie. Got a mile back, which it does do. That's its caper. It really hit the line. And then last start, up there, slow out, back third last. Made a lot of ground in the last 200, but it run fourth. I've seen it race very well at Newcastle before, but it is a get-back horse. Greg Ryan rides, and his style of riding will suit the horse, no doubt. Patient, and let it run home. Number 7, Raheen Lady, in good form for Connie Gregg, coming over from the west, run a couple of racings lately. Certainly gives it a chance in this race. Number 2, Rosetta's Comet. Not without a hope. Filed at Armidale the other day, but it won up there. Gives it 2 or 3 runs back. And number 6, Terravet. It'll get back and run on. It's not without a chance either. Wide open race. 3, 7, 2, and 6.
Right, and then news through from Racing New South Wales, Stewart's Ball of Muscle was found to have bled from both nostrils following its barrier trial at Canterbury this morning, and Ball of Muscle now incurs the mandatory 3-month ban from racing. So that's the reason why it's not going to Perth for the winter bottom. I hope Ball's okay there. For the future for Ball of Muscle. Now, the 7th today, and benchmark 58 over 1,000. 1 Dan Roy, $9. 2 OY, $3.90. 3 Call Me Brad is $9. 4 I Am Dynamic, 5. 5 Manabar, $4.20. 6 Onya, $18. 7 Smoky Eyes, 18. Number 8, On Your Offer, 41. Number 9, Grass Cutter, 12. 10 110 Soldier, 51. 11 Zippy Hippie, 14. 12 Stars, Zoo, 18. Favourite, 390. Number 2, OY.
Now, the two stable mates, I Am Dynamic and OY, clashed in a race at Moree the other day. OY run second, come from last. Does get way back. It got beat to a long head. Or a little bit more. I Am Dynamic run third and finished, you know, another neck or so behind the other one. Oh, why? So we're excuses for I Am Dynamic. I'm going to put it on top. Peter Sinclair's got a post. And I think it can win today. It's been placed here before. And Barry's okay. Greg Ryan rides it. Both horses get back last or near last. They're back marked. But they can scoot home down this hill at Clendai, and that's what I'm expecting them to do. 4 I Am Dynamic on top. I'm going to put number 5 in the second, Manabar. Got beat that come by chance, I think it was the other day. But I wouldn't read too much into that. Its form last time it was terrific, including a couple of big wins up here in the northwest. OY's got to go in for third. Barrier 1, but it will be a long way back. And Dan Roy, 4, 5, 2 and 1.
Okay, now any good things here?
Yeah, the first. Chris Lee's in the first. Race 1, number 2, Lasama. I think that's the only good thing of the day. If Wild Kingdom takes a like into Crindai, he'll just win. But he's $1.85 at the stable mate a little bit later on. But that's my best. Race 1, number 2, Lasama. Digger McClellan riding. He's got a couple of good rides for Chris. Gibbo's not here today. I'm sure he got suspended. Gibbo got suspended at Muscle Brook. It might have been Melbourne Cup Day or the Sunday, and I think that's the reason he's not here today. He's only out for a week. And Josh Adams isn't riding it. Have you got that, Sean?
No.
I understand that Josh Adams won't be riding at the meeting.
All right, terrific. Okay, we'll get replacements there. All righty, we will hear you later on with the late mail throughout the day.
Yeah, mate, it's a beautiful day as we're driving up. Looks great. They've got 2 meetings this month. Crindai, there's another one out in a couple of weeks' time, I think, before the end of the month. Love going up there. Good drive and good people. And normally, we can back a winner there, Sean, which is most important.
Well, it's very important, and I like that confidence. That's what we want. Nice to know you're up in the bit.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you, Gary.
Pretty be warned, apart from the first one, and Wild Kingdom, I think it's a pretty tough day.
All right. Well, it could be a bit of value. All right. Good on you, Gary. Talk to you later on.
See you, Sean.
Gary Harley there, looking after us today at the Quirindi. It's 28 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
When you talk about the best country racing, Gundagai in November is right up there. Friday,
Country Showcase prize money for their Snake Gully Cup meeting. Race morning from 10. Catch all the Gundagai nails here on Sky Sports Radio.
Sports fans, as we approach the end of 2018, let's put the year's sporting disappointments behind us. Not every team can win. It's the moments that matter. We all love a great sporting erection.
I think you'll find that's resurrection, Andrew.
Whatever your sporting fix, there's no better way to plan around sport than Sportsia, the gurus of planning for as long as Laurie Daly has lived outside of Junee. Order the 2019 Sportsia Diary at sportsia.com.au. That's sportsia.com.au. Sportsia, plan it right.
Queensland Racing is building nicely for its summer racing carnival, including January's Magic Millions. This Saturday, Durban has the listed Keith Nowd quality. Catch your race morning preview with Bernadette Cooper, Saturday at 9:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
29 past 10, let's update the latest news and sport now with John O'Farr.
Thanks, Cozzy. Ryan Harris is back. Victoria captain Peter Hanscom, if he's recalled to the test team this summer. The right-hander has been averaging 51.57 on the domestic scene, and he scored a century in a recent Sheffield Shield match against South Australia. Antonio Conte has been ruled out of the manager's role at Real Madrid, but it means Chelsea, who sacked him before the start of the season, now face paying him for the outstanding year on his contract. It's reported to be as much as $20 million. The Golden State Warriors are so popular in the US that the team is now offering a new deal to the fans called the In the Building Pass. It costs $100 a month and gets you into the Oracle Arena. But that's it. And his tennis results earlier today, Alexander Zverev defeated Marin Cilic and Novak Djokovic beat John Isner in the group stages at the ATP World Finals. That's the latest news in sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Tintin in America, winner of 5 Group 1 races, already the sire of an Australian 2-year-old Colts record holder and Australian 3-year-old Phillies record holder. Tintin in America, standing at Yerribee Stud in New South Wales. Visit yerribee.com.au.
Punters, we bet you. You can't find a better betting app than the Tab app. With more live Sky Racing than any other app, exclusive race previews and the biggest range of race replays on offer, you have everything you need to give you the best betting experience all in the palm of your hand. Plus, enjoy access to detailed form, cutting-edge data and expert analysis from the best in the business. Download the Tab app today and stay ahead of the game. Tab. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
On Racing HQ, Racing HQ, Racing HQ, here's On the Pace.
Lazarus has raced up to Tiger Tara. Lazarus, Tiger Tara, Chicago Bull can't get there. Lazarus in front, Chicago Bull goes to second, but it's the great New Zealander, Lazarus. Lazarus has won the Inter Dominion.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Welcome to this edition of On the Pace. It's a special edition because Greg Hayes is in New Zealand for the big race this afternoon to start at around 12 minutes past 3 our time, the New Zealand Trotting Cup, the standing start race. Greg Hayes, good morning to you in New Zealand.
Good morning to you, Andrew Bensley. It is a beautiful day in Christchurch. This meeting has been protected by Mother Nature weather-wise for the best part of 50 years. They haven't had rain here since the 60s on New Zealand Cup Day, and it doesn't look like that's going to change. I would say there'd be a top temperature in the low 20s. The sun's out, and fingers crossed we're going to have a massive afternoon for Australia. We do have representatives in the two feature races today. There are 3 Group 1s on the program. Obviously, the New